neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
He brings that Harav Amar, the Rabbi of Yerushalayim, Rishon LeZion, Rabbi Shlomo Moshe Amar Shelita, he brings a story about someone in France that he was very poor. So now, one day, as he was walking, he enters a field of the onions. So this poor man sees a very beautiful onions. Have you seen onions when they grow? Very colorful. So he very much was excited about these onions, and he wanted to take some. So he was debating with himself that, you know, obviously it's not mine, you know. I cannot take the onions that belongs to somebody else. So he was debating with himself, and he had like a type of raincoat on, you know, they have this. No, the hat that they put on their head.
Hood.
Yeah, the hood, yeah. So he was thinking, now how am I going to take these onions? So he came out with the idea, so, you know, I fill up the hood now with onions, and, you know, he has so many, you know, even though he eats, you know, half of the field, the owner, there's too much for him. I'm not going to take, like, the best one. I'm going to take, you know, a few, yeah, little ones. Not great onions. So as he was, you know, picking up the onions, all of a sudden the owner, he noticed with his horse comes. So as soon as he sees the horse, then he didn't know what to do. So he came up with the idea. He started rolling on the ground. So the owner, you know, notices this man that, you know, is very suspicious. So he comes to him and says, what are you doing? He says, nothing, I'm not doing anything. He says, what do you mean? I see my onions in your hand. He says, no, let me explain. He says, what do you mean? Why are you taking my onions? He says, no, it happened to be that it's a very, very strong wind. It was blowing like a tornado. So it dropped me on the ground and it started rolling. So okay, so why you have the onions in your hand? He says, no, as I was rolling, I was going to hold myself to something, then I grabbed the onions. He said, so why the onions are in your hood? He said, that one, I haven't found the reason yet, but... So Harav says here, you know what tirutz means? In Persian, they call it ozem uvajah, excuses. Yeah, so here... When you ask somebody, you know, why are you doing this? What happened? It's not right to do this. So everybody has his own ozre movadja. Yeah, his reasoning. But when you find the onions in the hood, so what are you going to say? I mean, the onions that you have in your hand, okay, you know, you find some excuse for it. But what are we going to say about this? We're going to say about it. So I'll explain, that's what the whole point here is, that, you know, you have a few more days to Yom Nora V'Ayom, Rosh Hashanah. So now there'll be question. So we're going to say, is it this? Okay, this, that. You know, you have excuses. So how about this? I don't have an answer for it. So what does it mean? You have to have an answer. You have to explain yourself. But many times we feel, you know, as long as you get by with it, to why you don't need to answer to anybody. Why should you answer to anybody? You know, nobody asks you. So now, you know, you go hide. So when you hide, so then you don't need to answer, right? Because nobody's going to question you. But here is totally different story. You cannot hide. Why can't you hide? Gemara Shana says, "Beserira hat." One zap, One zap, Hashem can tell the whole creation that He created in this olam, He can tell what's going on in your heart. You know what that is? One zap, He knows exactly what's going on in your heart. But how can you run away? That's the whole point. That's the whole point. You know, you find excuses. You know, I was rolling, I grabbed the onion. So, okay, fine. But this, what are you going to say about it? There's nothing to say about it. That's the whole point. You have to have answers. You don't have answer, fix it. And that's the whole point exactly. We are placed. The few more days, we'll be questioned. You know, every action that we have taken, and we're taking, and it becomes our habit, becomes our system, you have to say, because of this and that. But you cannot have ozem muvajjah. You cannot have reasoning that you feel, you know, I can get by with it. There's no such a thing. There's nothing such a thing that one...
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.